Chapter 10, and the Oscar goes to... The Academy Awards are cinema's most prestigious prize. Every year, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences rewards the best actors and filmmakers for their work from the previous year by presenting them with a little gold-plated statue. This ostentatious ceremony takes place in Hollywood, and the names of the winners are kept a total secret until a celebrity opens the envelope, and we hear the famous phrase, "And the Oscar goes to..." The statue's official name is the Academy Award of Merit, but it's popularly known as the Oscar. The origin of the name Oscar is a mystery. There are lots of theories about how Oscar got his name, including the most likely explanation that when the Academy's librarian, Margaret Herrick, first saw the statue in 1931, she said it looked like her uncle Oscar. The Academy made the name official in 1939. The first Academy Awards ceremony took place at a luxurious dinner party for about 250 guests in the Roosevelt Hotel in Hollywood on the 16th of May, 1929. As the Oscars became more important and people became more interested in the ceremony, it moved to different locations, including the famous Grauman's Chinese Theatre. Film stars put their handprints and footprints into wet cement in front of that theatre to leave their mark on the history of cinema forever. Now, the home for the Oscars ceremony is the Dolby Theatre in Hollywood. There are seats for over 3,400 guests, and millions of cinema fans around the world follow the event on television or online. Although websites like Rotten Tomatoes give cinema fans a good idea of who might win an award, it's not the critics that vote for Oscars, but the members of the Academy. However, on the night, anything can happen, and sometimes the results are very surprising. For example, Steven Spielberg was one of the first directors to produce a Hollywood blockbuster, Jaws, 1975, but he didn't win the Oscar for Best Director. He wasn't even nominated. Many films which the public think deserve to win aren't included in the nominations, and certain genres, like comedies and westerns, are often ignored completely. Ben-Hur was one of the most honored films of all time. It was nominated for 12 Academy Awards and was the first film to win 11 Oscars. Many people felt that Charlton Heston's performance in Ben-Hur wasn't nearly as good as some other nominees in the Best Actor category, like Jack Lemmon in Some Like It Hot, or James Stewart in Anatomy of a Murder. But Heston still won the award. That's Hollywood. If you're not an Academy member, you have almost no chance of going to the theatre to watch the ceremony. However, the Academy gives away 700 free tickets to the public. You put your name into a prize draw, and if you're extremely lucky, you could win an outside ticket, which permits you to stand outside the Dolby Theatre and watch the celebrities as they arrive in their limousines and walk up the red carpet. In the past, fans camped out on the streets for days before the ceremony, just to get a good place outside the theatre. Since the 9/11 terrorist attacks, fans can only stand outside if they win a ticket in the prize draw because of security concerns. Outside tickets aren't the only things people can get for free. Each nominee receives an official Oscar gift basket, and every item in it must be worth at least $500. It used to be a huge honour to just be nominated for an Oscar, and nominees didn't receive anything at all. These days, celebrities are extremely rich, and they certainly don't need any free gifts, but they still receive expensive jewellery, exotic trips, beauty products, and much more. It's a good opportunity for companies to publicise their products after the ceremony. In the weeks and months before the Oscars, actors and their stylists choose which designers they want to use for the ceremony. For actresses, the process of choosing a dress begins early, and stylists spend many hours building important relationships with top fashion designers like Chanel and Christian Dior. They need to make sure the stars will be happy on Oscar night. There's no room for mistakes with the dresses, so designers like Versace come to the awards with their tailors, just in case anything goes wrong. But sometimes things go wrong despite all the preparations, and it's not just on the red carpet that accidents happen. In 2017, film star Warren Beatty announced that La La Land had won the award for Best Picture. The La La Land team went up on stage to collect their precious statue and started to make their victory speech. Halfway through it, someone shouted, "There's a mistake!" Moonlight won the Best Picture award to a shocked and confused crowd. The man held up the card showing that Moonlight was clearly the winner. The Moonlight cast and creators made their way to the stage and received the statue from the La La Land team, who left in huge embarrassment. It was the most dramatic moment in the long history of the Oscars.